This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, last one of the week. Let's get to it. Very apt with all the gigs on this week. Well, lads, I've been seeing this bird for the last couple of weeks. Lovely. Managed to get my hands on some Lewis Capaldi tickets this week and surprised her. We arrived at the gig and C-Mat was playing. I'm a fan, but she didn't know any of the songs, which turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Oh.
As soon as Lewis came on stage, she started roaring singing through every song. And I mean every song. She knew every word and sang through the concert from start to finish. Now, I don't mind a bit of singing, but this was excessive and she's a really terrible voice. At one point, I tried to make a joke and said, maybe let Lewis sing this one, but she didn't pick up on the hint. The worst part is I put a couple of stories up on my Insta and all you can hear is her singing like a crow in them. You could barely hear Lewis Capaldi. Can we all agree that this kind of singing at concerts is not on? We paid to see and hear the artist. I'm not sure how I feel about her after it. My gut tells me if someone embarrasses you like this, that they're not a keeper. What do you think?
Will you
be roaring at Amble tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
I think that there is an appropriate point to sing at concerts. Look, in general, it sounds like this girl just loves to sing along, is obviously quite an outgoing person, maybe is not afraid to express herself and to sing loud. And if you have an issue with that...
She's not the one for you.
She's not the one for you. I think it's unfair to call her embarrassing. Yeah, like secondhand embarrassment, if you're feeling that at a concert where loads of other people are singing as well, yeah, maybe. And maybe she actually wasn't like a crow as much as what you're saying. Maybe just because you were with her and you felt somewhat connected to her, you were more conscious of it. This guy, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What do you think, Noel?
I'm kind of a little bit torn, because on the one hand, I agree. Like, you don't want somebody to sing every word in your ear the whole way through a concert and it affects you hearing the artist. On the other hand, this girl is having fun. It's a summer's evening.
Yeah.
She's had an outdoor gig. As you said, a lot of people are going to sing at different points. It can't be that off-putting. Gigs are loud. You can hear the artist.
There's no way that he couldn't hear Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah. I do know, to be fair, the one thing I will say is the Insta story often does pick up much more around you than up there. So if I've made the mistake myself and cringed heavily where I filmed a bit of an artist and I'm singing and I go, no!
At least you're good at singing, in fairness. You're
it's mortifying. But look, I think probably you are overreacting a little bit on this. And as Aoife said, maybe she's just not the one for you if she is that more outgoing.
Because you know what? Like, some people just get really bad secondhand embarrassment.
Me?
You know, yeah, you're one of them. Like my sister with me, like if I like moved weird or like started dancing, the look she'd give me. And look, she's my sister, so she's able to do that. But you know, if you want a life partner and you don't want to be in similar scenarios again, like, you know, you're risking her not being able to express herself if you do say it and say, can you stop doing that?
Yeah.
And then she'll just feel self-conscious. And
Amy,
she
do
don't
you
want that.
Concerts?
I do like...
You have a lovely voice though, so...
Thank you. But like that, if I'm recording, I'll stop singing because I don't want to hear it myself.
Yeah, on my story.
On the story. But then I was thinking, if she has to restrict herself, then you're just not for her. Like,
yeah, and she's not going to enjoy her night if she feels constrained.
She's just going to feel conscious.
Okay, let's get your thoughts on this. Singing at concerts, 085 102 9103. Let's read a few texts to start with. Nadine says, I'm going to see Luke Combs in Westlife this summer, and you bet your bottom dollar I will be singing my heart out. Good for you, Nadine.
Go on, Nadine. Brenda, definitely not suited if she's embarrassing him this early into the relationship. It'll only get worse as time goes on. She'll irritate the hell out of him and he will dread going anywhere with her. His gut is telling him what to do. Do it.
Okay, Ashley says, why should someone have to shrink themselves to make you feel better? Beep off, she says.
She's dead right. Lads, the sound at Lewis Capaldi actually wasn't so great, Nicola says, so I could understand him not being able to hear him when his bird was being loud beside him.
she does emphasize bird. I'm not sure that went down too well.
However, I do think concerts Converse are for enjoyment and letting go and crowing to your heart's content. He definitely should say it to her though, because her enjoying herself doesn't cancel out his annoyance.
Lauren says, I don't think this girl is for him. Concerts are loud and everyone is singing. There's no way he just stood there for the whole concert and didn't sing a word. Let her off for someone to find someone who'll sing just as loud as her at the next concert. Well said. Mon, good morning. How are you?
Hiya. Good. Thank you so much. You.
I hope you're enjoying the weather. Right, talk to us. You love going to gigs, but you have a similar kind of situation with a friend who's quite vocal. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. She don't really sing the words or anything. She only do the loud ooh, very high pick. So whatever song is coming on, yeah, she goes like really loudly, like ooh.
Let's try and do a demonstration here. Let's pick Lewis Capaldi. What can we sing from Lewis here? And you do the ooh that she would do.
Someone okay. Loved.
Yeah, I don't know the words to any of these songs.
Now the day bleeds.
Now go on, Mom.
So she'd be like,
ooh, and you're not to get me through it all.
Okay. So how do you feel when she does her ooh?
The first concert I was like, oh my god, will that be going on for like all concert? And it is. Every song started, we were, and every person, we just like, she went like that, and I was like, the video I recorded, I can't hear anything, only this. People around, it was actually smaller gig because it was Moncrief. People around us, they were just looking at us.
Okay, right. Now the problem here is that you've got another gig with her in August.
Yeah. It's bigger one, and but we have sitting places, so I'd be anyway next to her some stage.
Can you tell us who the act is that you're going to see?
The Weeknd, yeah.
Ooh. I can't feel my face.
But I'm actually hoping it'd be as loud that it may be, you won't hear.
Yeah, it's Cork Park. It's 80,000 people. You have to hope. You have to pray.
So that's kind of way. So when more people come in, so, that kind of maybe I'll sit more farther from my friends.
Have you ever said anything at all?
No, it is awkward. It is awkward. Like, what can you say?
It's and you don't want to spoil her fun either.
Yeah, she is enjoying it the most. Like, actually, I like some stage on the Moncrief because it was gig. I was kind of like moving to hear the singing.
Niall does that around me sometimes.
distance.
End up like, we'll say 10 people away from Cork.
Okay. Well,
what can you do?
We are saying prayers for you at the weekend at Croke Park, that the oohs are kept to a minimum. Mon, you're a star. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks very much. Bye. Have a lovely day.